AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The terror level in Brussels has been lowered, dropped a notch to the second highest level. The Prime Minister says the threat of an attack is no longer considered imminent. He didn't immediately give any details why the level in the capital would be reduced. Earlier, an anthrax scare in Brussels turned out to be just flour. Security was beefed up in New York City today for the Macy's Parade.
Lots of love for singer Trey Songz, who got to ride on the Big City Cheer Spirit of America float for his first Thanksgiving parade.
You know, as a child, every Thanksgiving, I would watch the Macy's Day Parade with my family, you know, while they prepping food. So, you know, to be here and all this love, it's amazing, man. I'm excited.
And he's not the only one who got to experience a dream come true.
Ever since I was little, I've always watched the parade, and I never thought I'd be here today getting to march in the parade, so it's really exciting.
Taylor Johnston got to play the piccolo in the parade with the Stephen F. Austin State University Marching Band. Julie Walker, New York.
In St. Louis, a modest-sized crowd gathered on an unseasonably warm morning for the annual Thanksgiving Day parade that was canceled last year amid protest and widespread arrest over the death of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri, as well as other police shootings. Big TVs are a big reason people like Joe Nelson are in line near Washington, D.C. to get in a store for Thanksgiving Day.
The TV is like $280 off of the original price, so it's a good price.
Some stores are already open. Alex and Brian Holmes have a lot to be thankful for today. They survived two massive avalanches in Colorado's backcountry. They each feared the other was dead. Susan Lilly with the local sheriff's department says Brian Holmes was swept 1,000 feet down a mountain.
His face is above the snow. One arm is above the snow. One ski was ejected, and the rest of him is buried. It takes him 10 to 15 minutes to self-extricate.
The other brother triggered another slide. This is AP Radio News. An advocacy group is offering Donald Trump sensitivity training. Tuesday, during a speech in South Carolina, the Republican presidential candidate appeared to mock a reporter with a disability.
Written by a nice reporter. Now the poor guy, you got to see this guy. Oh, I don't know what I said. I don't remember. He's going like, I don't remember. Maybe that's what I said.
Serge Kovaleski has a congenital condition that affects joint movement. Jay Ruderman with the Ruderman Family Foundation says Trump should apologize to Kovaleski and the public. Pope Francis is taking aim at those who reject the science behind global warming. Today in Kenya, the pontiff said it would be catastrophic for world leaders to let special interest groups get in the way of a global agreement to curb fossil fuel emissions. The pontiff spoke at a UN regional office in Nairobi. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.